Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for the weekend through Monday, September 27. First, the weather. On Monday, say goodbye to the rain for now. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 87. Let's get things started at the airport. Miami International Airport plans to stop accepting SunPass payments by the end of the year. That would cut off the only remote pay option in the parking garages at one of Florida's busiest airports. A recent memo lays out the airport's strategy to drop SunPass at the Dolphin and Flamingo garages. Citing outages with Florida's SunPass system, MIA wants to shift to 16 payment kiosks accepting credit cards, Apple Pay, Google Wallet, and other digital pay services. Under the new system, garage users could either pay their tickets at the kiosks or use credit cards at machines at cashier-free gates. SunPass has a following at MIA, since it allows drivers to pay for parking while passing through a special lane without stopping. About 15% of the airport's parking fees come from SunPass transponders. In food news, Giralda Plaza is doing more than bringing life back to Coral Gables Restaurant Row. It's bringing a beloved local restaurant back from the dead. Eating House is making a comeback. The restaurant that Giorgio Rappacavoli opened with his winnings as Miami's first Chopped winner was a hit for 9 years on the corner of Ponce de Leon Boulevard and Southwest 8th Street. Then the lease ran out in July. Rappacavoli closed it rather than renew. But he wasn't done with Eating House. He will open a grown-up version of the restaurant where he combines bold flavors that cross culture. It'll be at 128 Giralda, just steps away from his 7-month-old Luca Osteria on the revamped Giralda Plaza. He expects to open in late February or early March 2022. For more on where to eat and drink around town, go to Miami.com. In real estate news, home prices decreased slightly in Miami-Dade County in August. That's according to the latest Miami Association of Realtors sales report this past week. The median sales price dipped by about 3% for single-family homes and by almost 2% for condos in Miami-Dade. It is the first drop in condo prices in 2021 in the county. From January through June, condo prices increased and remained steady for July. Single-family homes last declined in price from April to May. In Broward County, prices remained steady for houses and increased slightly for condos. At the beach, warning flags are flying at some popular Miami-Dade beach spots after water samples showed high levels of bacteria. The Florida Department of Health in Miami issued a swim advisory for Hollover Beach South, Hollover Beach North, 53rd Street, and North Shore Ocean Terrace at 73rd Street. The advisory was issued after 2 consecutive water samples showed that there were high levels of a bacteria usually found in the intestinal tract of humans and animals. The bacteria could indicate that there is fecal matter in the water. And finally, alligators are all over the place in Florida. We have seen them at malls, doorsteps, post offices, gas stations. And yes, sewers. Over in Palm Bay in Brevard County, a local patrol officer spotted a gator hanging out of a storm drain. The unusual sight prompted the cop to do what comes naturally in the cell phone era. Take a selfie with the gator in the background. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.